A crowd has gathered around us, and a few of them chuckle. A couple of her friends have rallied around her and shoved John out of the picture. He gives a backward glance before sliding back onto the bar stool. He won't remember it in the morning.
That is not what I looked like.
Her eyes roll as she leans on her ankle again, this time with more confidence. It doesn't seem strained. Not like I fucking care.
Listen, I could go 10 rounds with you, but it's not even worth my time.
So save us both the trouble and go back over to your wedding party or bachelorette party or whatever it is, and just stay off my bar, all right? Her head tilts as her mouth falls open, as if she can't believe what I've just said.
Excuse me? It's a bar. It's meant to be danced on.
She earns a few whoops of agreement as the song changes to Don't Stop Believing by Journey. Even the booties she has on are pretentious and likely cost more than my entire bar. It's not meant to be danced on by the likes of you, I grind out before thinking. John winces at me from where he's looking on from his stool. She steps into me, her finger flying in my face.
What's that supposed to mean?
All the regulars perched behind her, and her friends who look like they're going to throw their very expensive bags at my head are shaking their heads and giving signals to fall back. Fuck that. I step closer, looking down at her. I mean that you're clearly not from around here. You're here for some fun girls-only event that has you acting out of character and throwing confetti all over my table and floor, which I'm certain is shaped like penises. I also mean that if I let you stay on my bar, flash all my customers, and continue to carry on, it wouldn't matter much to you. It would be another story in your long list of drunken soirees I'm certain you have. But this is my home. This is my place of business, which means I have to carry things like insurance for when girls like you tumbleweed through town and decide to trash the place or get hurt falling off the bar. The thing is, Red, I don't want to do an insurance claim. So while what I've said ruffles your feathers, it's nothing you won't forget about by morning if you just hobble back over to your table and go on with the rest of your evening. While I can see rage waving at me in her otherwise gorgeous eyes, she drops her finger out of my face and shakes her head. Backing up a few paces, she looks me up and down with disgust.
You don't know shit about me.
I shrug. Well, first impressions aren't everything, but they are telling.